the clock. Breaking news now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Knight. They're top secret, but now that those government surveillance programs are headline news, President Obama is defending them.
The president tried to turn it back on Congress, saying it approved the laws that made it possible.
These programs are subject to congressional oversight and congressional reauthorization and congressional debate.
A debate the president says he welcomes, as does the American Civil Liberties Union. ACLU attorney Alex Abda says these programs show the safeguards in the law are not adequate.
The recent disclosures confirm some of our worst fears about how the government might be using its authorities.
At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
The Associated Press reports that a senior U.S. intelligence official says the secret phone surveillance program helped disrupt a plot to bomb New York City subways. The suspect pleaded guilty and was sentenced to prison. Police in Santa Monica, California, don't know why a man went on a shooting rampage that killed four people. The gunman was killed during a firefight in the library of Santa Monica College.
It was totally shocking, really surreal moment. We heard the gunshots going off. They were really loud. They were hitting the cars and the building behind me, and everyone was screaming. And after those gunshots stopped, everyone looked to be okay, but I don't think anyone realized what happened. It was shocking.
Police say the gunman was armed with an assault rifle and dressed in black. Former South African President Nelson Mandela, who's 94, is in serious but stable condition at a hospital in Pretoria. He was admitted overnight because of a recurrence of a lung infection. The Boston Bruins sweeping the NHL Eastern Conference Finals over Pittsburgh.
Bounce back to Neil. 4 seconds left. It comes to the back. Murphy over now to McGinley. The Bruins have won it.
Thanks to NBC Sports, the final score 1-0. The Bruins will play the winner of the Chicago-LA Kings final for the Stanley Cup. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
There's more to Fox News Radio than meets the ear. Go behind the headlines and join the conversation on the hottest stories of the day on the Fox News Radio Facebook page. Be a part of the Fox News Radio Facebook fan community. Post comments and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
Weeknights, we're busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on Money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper.
What was Tropical Storm Andrea is blowing along the East Coast.
We have an area of low pressure with winds of 45 miles per hour, and it's moving very fast toward the northeast and probably will bring some heavy rains along the eastern seaboard.
National Hurricane Center forecaster Lixion Avila, a notorious California killer, has died in prison.
Richard Ramirez was known as the Night Stalker, creeping into homes through unlocked doors and windows, terrorizing Southern California for 2 years in the 1980s, a killing spree that included rape, mutilation, and devil worship. He was ultimately caught and beaten by residents of an L.A. neighborhood who recognized him as the suspect during an attempted carjacking. His 1989 trial was a spectacle.
I won't come back in here again. You understand that?
Punctuated by frequent outbursts.
This trial is a joke.
Convicted of 13 murders, suspected and more, Ramirez was sentenced to death, but he'd been moved from San Quentin's death row to a hospital, where prison officials said he died of liver failure. He was 53. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Horse racing history could be made today at the Belmont Stakes near New York.
It's been 20 years since Julie Crone became the only woman to ride a winner in a Triple Crown race. Today, Rosie Napravnik hopes to go one better.
It would be a great story if we were able to win the race and a filly with a filly.
Napravnik will be the Triple Crown's first female jockey on a female horse, riding Unlimited Budget in today's Belmont Stakes. Working with trainer Todd Pletcher, who saddled Rags to Riches 6 years ago, the last filly to win the Belmont.
I can only imagine we were able to do it again and have a female jockey aboard. It'd be unbelievable.
Unlimited Budget has early odds of 8-1, the 3-1 favorite, Kentucky Derby winner Orb. In New York, Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The Dow gained 207 points yesterday, its second biggest gain of the year. Increases credited to stronger than expected job growth last month, 175,000. I'm Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Last of the moisture associated with Andrea moving offshore, and we're going to set the stage for some sunshine to return, especially this afternoon with a high today at 81. Fair skies tonight, lows tonight down to 64. A couple of pop-up showers and thunderstorms during the day tomorrow. Tomorrow's high at 83. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you've been waiting to give your business an internet upgrade, now's the time to act. Right now, when you sign up for Comcast Business Internet, you can add voice and TV for just $34.90 more a month. According to PC Mag, Comcast is the fastest business internet provider in the U.S. for the past 2 years. It's up to 66 times faster than DSL and T1, so you can download documents and send files faster than ever. Comcast Business Voice comes with advanced features, along with unlimited local and nationwide calling, and TV that keeps your customers connected to the latest news and entertainment for the low price of just $34.90 more a month. What are you waiting for? Don't miss this limited-time offer. Call 1-800-501-6000 now and get Comcast Business Internet, Voice, and TV today.
Offer ends June 30, 2013. Restrictions apply. Limited to new business customers. 2-year contract required. Requires business internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra. Call for restrictions and complete details.
This Monday at 6 on WCBM, learn about the woman who was given antibiotics without finding out which bacteria were causing her problems. Hear this real story this Monday at 6 on 1-800-LAW-CALL when attorneys from Shakur, Federico, and Staten discuss your legal rights if you're a victim of a medical mistake. Or ask your own private question right now for free by calling 1-800-LAW-CALL. That's 1-800-529-2255 and press option 2. Then listen Monday at 6 on 1-800-LAW-CALL.
Stay informed all day on the latest breaking news and stimulating talk.
Listen while you work on AM 680 and WCBM.com.
The most powerful names in news and talk, Fox News and Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and whatever you want to talk about today is what we're going to talk about because you, the callers, are welcome to give us a ring. Well, after the big blow and all the rain yesterday, and whew, man, did it rain. Oh, my goodness gracious. What was it? Tropical storm. What was it? Andrea? Something. It was an A somebody. Anyway, it seems to be a pretty nice day out there. Looks like it's going to be okay. Well, it might be a little breezy here and there, depending on where you are, but we're looking for a semi-decent day for part of the day anyway. So it is a free fishing day today. If I recall correctly, Marty Gary was on the show last week with the Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. He's a fisheries ecologist and handles a bunch of stuff. And he mentioned that the first two Saturdays in June are free fishing days. as well as the 4th of July, which means if you want to go fishing, take everybody and go. No license required. You won't get stopped. You won't get written up. That the first two Saturdays in June and the 4th of July are free fishing days. So it took a little while to find free fishing days on the Department of Natural Resources website, Fisheries Service website. But, yes, indeed, there's a big banner. There's a young man holding up a striper. Looks like he's fishing in a kayak. And it says, Maryland hosts free fishing days. During a free fishing day, a person may catch and possess fin fish in the tidal and non-tidal waters of the state for recreational purposes without an angler's license, Chesapeake Bay sport fishing license, or any fishing stamp normally required by the state, but shall otherwise observe all fishing laws and regulations. Maryland's free fishing days are the first two Saturdays in June and July 4th. So, I see this press release that comes out on this past Tuesday. If I recall, this past Tuesday was, let's see, the first was Saturday, the second was Sunday, the third was Monday. That would have been the 4th of June. And it talks about the free fishing days on June 8th and July 4th. So I thought, well, that's odd. Why didn't they come out with that before? So I decided to do a little due diligence. I go into the Maryland Department of Natural Resources website. I click in free fishing days. And the first thing that comes up, keep fishing, Maryland Department of Natural Resources. The second option, that Maryland hosts free fishing days. Maryland's free fishing days are the first two Saturdays in June and July 4th. And it's I click on it, the very first reference. This page cannot be found. Now, I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm not accusing them of anything, of, you know, the old CYA deal. No. Would never do that. But I just find it curious as to why one person in fisheries would tell us that it was a free fishing day on June 1st, and then the press release comes out and says June 8th and July 4th. Did somebody miss something along the way? Or did they change it, the long-standing free fishing days? Or are they just, I know it's a government agency and they don't make mistakes and they do their best to get the information out there. But look, when I was accused of insulting the people that do the work over no reason, but I was accused by the head honcho of insulting them, I just want to point out that, well, I don't know what I want to point out. Anyway, it is a free fishing day today, June 8th and July 4th. I mean, we can't go back and, you know, refish the 1st. I mean, but I just found it curious that the press release showed up, a couple days later. But then, yes, this is the one that I like the best. Let me get back to it here. Oh, my goodness. Boy, I must have really. Oh, my. I have all these pages open. How'd that happen? Yes. This came in on my email yesterday with a photo. Not a good photo, but a photo. I'm sure you'll enjoy this story as soon as it loads up here. Let me get a drink of coffee, and you can too. Make a good time to... Oh, that was good. And by the way, we are taking calls from y'all. You are running the show today again. Whatever topic you would like to talk about, we'll be more than glad to talk about. So you can call in, set the tone for the day, and we will do that. Now, here's the one I got yesterday. Three press releases came out. Do y'all know where New Germany State Park is up in Garrett County? Well, when staff arrived to work at New Germany State Park on June 6th, they discovered that the park's bear statue, not like you know, David or Venus de Milo, or no, the bear statue of a B-E-A-R, hopefully a Maryland black bear, discovered the park's bear statue had gone missing. That's what it says. They discovered the park's bear statue had gone missing. The chainsaw-carved bear that once stood at the entrance welcoming visitors had apparently been stolen overnight. And there's a picture. Have you seen these chainsaw-carved bears? It kind of represents like a, well, kind of looks like a bear, kind of. Can't really tell much from the picture. But he's holding this great big welcome sign, you know, like, I'm not much on these animals that, you know. That look like a bear, kind of.
Yeah, looks like a bear.
Bear-like, right? Oh, okay. Brian agrees that it's a simulation of a bear. I'm not much on these big, you know, animals holding welcome signs and things like that. But that's me. That's a personal thing. We need. Anyway, the carving was donated to the park. Was donated to the park in 2010 by a local artist named John Sacco Carter. Anyone with information on the theft is asked to call the Maryland Natural Resources Police at 800-825-PARK, 800-825-PARK, or 410-260-888.
By the door, fell in love with a Choctaw maid over in a Georgia store. Elijah, standing on Never Let It Show. She don't ever answer yes or no.
Well, you remember the story of Kalijah. Now, he was a wooden Indian standing over by the door, trying to relate to this wooden bear standing over by the entrance with a welcome sign. I don't know if the two go hand in hand or not, but anyway, Kalijah fell in love with an Indian princess who was also carved out of wood. So I'm thinking maybe our little bear friend here, since it is breeding season, it is bear breeding season. I mean, he's already made out of pine, so my lame joke wouldn't apply, but, you know, but never mind. But anyway, he probably got a little, maybe a female bear walked by, and he got a little excited and took off. Now, they didn't find a welcome sign, so I don't know if he can't discard that, or maybe they found it discarded later, but it, you know, like I said, it's, you know, breeding season, Garrett County Bear. I'm only speculating. Just speculating. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-WCBM-680. 1-800-922-6680. If you'd like to comment, or maybe you're all out busy fishing for free today, that would be great. We'd be more than glad to talk to you about anything you want to talk about. And if not, I'll just keep yakking because there's plenty to talk about. Yes, there is. Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing, and Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish worth up to $10,000 or more, is swimming in the Chesapeake just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there. They're worth $500. Now, you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag hanging out of its belly. You call that number on the tag. Don't pull that tag. Don't, you know, kill the fish and cut the tag out, but make sure you leave it attached. Call that number right away from your cell phone. And you might just have captured a $10,000 prize. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or a crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You could win great prizes, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Stop by your local fishing citation center, check out the fishing rule book you get with your license, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov. That's the DNR website for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge in the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At the tackle shop, I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction.
I got buzz baits and zaps. Hey, let's talk to our buddy Lauren up there in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. How you doing, Lauren?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It's good to hear your voice, Alan.
How you doing, man?
Still on the air.
Yes, indeed. So what's up?
Remember my friend from Carroll County, Jimmy?
I remember Jimmy. He was a guest on the show here a while back.
Yeah, well, Jimmy invited me to go fishing with him at a pond up near Gettysburg. And he introduced me to something that I thought at first glance would never work. But, boy, they work like crazy. Those things, gulp imitation redworms.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I stuck those on a little hook and caught bluegills like crazy. It was just fabulous.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you had good luck. Any size to those fish?
Oh, you know, nice enough to fillet up and put into a skillet.
That's a nice big bluegill when it's that big. Absolutely right, man.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Then I put a line out for catfish, and next thing you know, we caught a couple of catfish. So it was a good good time all the way around.
Not on the Berkeley gulp worm, though.
Oh, no, I had some chicken liver.
Oh, now see, there you go. Yeah, chicken
there you
liver.
Go. How about that? That's sort of a blue-collar Huckleberry Finn kind of experience, and hey, there's a lot of joys in that.
Hey, you know what? Blue-collar Huckleberry Finn experiences give you a lot of memories, buddy.
Yeah, isn't that
no true? Question. I mean, look at Huckleberry Finn. He and Tom Sawyer. Those guys are still making memories. 100 some years later. So
yeah, there's only two or three things that I can watch for an hour straight, and one of them is a bobber. It's getting ready to go under. I'll give that my attention.
Absolutely.
Right,
sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's your little story about pond fish.
Now did you use the entire red worm on a hook? How did you hook it?
Oh, no, we just got a little, like, number sixer hook, something like that.
Yeah.
I'd just string a little bit of on and always leave a tail end to wiggle a little bit and...
And you just threw it out there on a bobber.
Yeah, under a bobber.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But a true red worm, a live red worm, the small fish will peck it off, and you're constantly trying to rebait.
Oh, yeah,
those,
sure.
Those artificial worms, they stay right there. A bunch of fish on the same one.
Exactly.
So
now did you
be a good thing.
Did you pinch the barb down on your hook, or did you leave the barb on the hook?
Since I knew I was going to eat the fish, I just left the barb right there.
There you go. All right. Well, that's nothing wrong with that.
Now, did
you miss any fish?
Well, that's part of fishing, yeah, certainly. You can watch a bobber for 30 minutes straight, and you turn to take a bite out of your sandwich, and that's exactly when the bobber goes down.
Exactly. Sure. Well, that's anything, anywhere. Yeah, I mean, that's when the ducks fly by when you get your thermos out to drink coffee or, step out of the blind. Yeah, that's normal stuff.
That's part of the lure of, or the mystique of fishing is.
Lure was a good word.
That's a law. That's like a law of gravity.
Lure was a good word. So.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, nice hearing from you. Anything else going on up there? How was your hunting season?
Oh, fabulous, Alan. Just plain fabulous. I've got a Horton crossbow that I purchased. They're one of their 175s with those narrow limbs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I got into the crossbow hunting because I'm still an amateur deer hunter, and a regular compound bow was just there were just too many mistakes that I would make with that and not have success.
Lauren, I'm not trying to plunge you into controversy here, but here's what the diehards would say. Yeah, see, that guy got a crossbow because it's easy. Well.
That's right.
Exactly right.
If I was an 18-year-old guy, I could say, well, shucks, I've got 50 years to learn how to do this, so I'll just be patient, and sooner or later I'll learn. But I'm a 65-year-old guy. I don't necessarily have 50 more years of hunting.
Thank you very much, Lauren. I appreciate that. Yes.
So consequently, I got myself a nice 8-point with that crossbow. And,
there you go.
Just had a fabulous time.
Good. Glad to hear it. That's what it's all about, staying in the field, keeping people that would normally not be out in the field, giving them more time to enjoy the outdoors. That's what that's all about.
Yeah. That is for sure. And, do it in an ethical sort of way and take full measure of pleasure in the experience.
Yep.
Make certain that you're giving back and enjoy. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I think it's great.
Yep, that's for sure.
All right,
that's
my man.
For sure. Hey, Lauren, you have a good day, Alan.
All right, buddy. Nice hearing from you. Take care, Lauren. See you.
Okay,
bye-bye. Here he goes. I like to hear from Lauren. He's a good guy, good friend. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If anything you heard inspired you to call, or even if it didn't, we'd love to hear from you. Snakehead news this week. A Virginia man hauled in a monster northern snakehead that could be a world record catch. How about a 3-foot-long predator? How about a 3-foot-long northern snakehead that weighed 17 pounds, 6 ounces from a Potomac River tributary, Akia Creek, Fellow's name is Caleb Newton. He lives in Spotsylvania County, Virginia, and he caught this giant, enormous, monstrous snakehead. He landed the monster on 15-pound line on a light rod, and it barely fit in his cooler, but I would have gone for it, too, if I'd have seen that thing. Fellow took the fish to a sporting goods store in Ashland, Virginia. He had it weighed on a certified scale. Monday, he took the snakehead to the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries office in Fredericksburg, which has no snakehead category for record fish. To claim the world record for snakehead fish, Newton must submit an application to the IGFS. I think that's IGFA. But anyway, that includes Inland Game and Fish Service. I don't know what IGFS is. That includes detail on the fish and the scales used to weigh it in Dania Beach, Florida. Now, that's the IGFA, I believe, the International Game Fish Association. So let's hope that this Virginia fella has caught this world record snakehead fish, bigger than anything caught in Asia. But here it is. Wow. Let's talk to Betty in Owings Mills. Morning, Betty. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, listen, 2 weeks ago on the 25th, you gave us a quick recipe for a sauce, and I missed one of the ingredients because I wanted to try it.
Okay, V8 juice.
Write that fast.
V8 juice.
Yeah, V8 juice and brown sugar.
Teriyaki sauce.
Teriyaki sauce, a dash of teriyaki sauce.
More than a dash, just maybe, I don't know, eighth of a cup, quarter of a cup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you put your V8 in your saute pan.
Right.
You add your teriyaki and stir it up, and it gives it a rich red-brown color.
Right.
And then, you put, a quarter cup of brown sugar in there and stir it all in, make sure it's all dissolved.
Right.
And then you add your meat, whatever that is, and cover that and just let it cook.
Add your meat. I forgot the most important ingredient.
Are we going to drink the stuff, or what were you going to do?
Well, I thought you had talking about putting it in the refrigerator and use it whenever you wanted.
No. You cook right in that. And you reduce that down. It's like butter and wine or something, anything
right.
else that you use as a saute.
Okay, when you put the lid on, do you let it, you lower the temperature, let it in there for about how long?
I usually, like for deer steaks, I usually let them in there, deer tenderloin. Deer steaks, I let them in there
a good while.
Yeah, maybe 15 minutes, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you can take the lid off and turn them over, but
right.
once you know that the meat's pretty much done the way you like it.
Common sense.
Yeah, use a healthy dose of that. And I don't cook by any recipe usually.
I know, that's why it inspired me to try it.
Yeah.
I said, I'm for the quick and easy.
Yeah, well, and then you take the lid off and you turn the heat up a little bit.
Okay.
And let it reduce down. And when it reduces
right.
down, I mean, what happens is the water and the juice just goes away. So
I do baby Belgian carrots like that with the brown sugar and let it reduce down. And my children, every Christmas, if they don't have those brown sugar and baby carrots,
Yeah, exactly.
Well, okay, dear. Well, thank you very much for sneaking in a little recipe here and there.
Oh, we like to.
I'm proud of you guys that do a little cooking.
Well, thank you. We appreciate
that.
The
best chefs,
That's true. That's true.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, thank you.
Enjoy your program very much.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I did pick up a couple of soft crabs from Bud down at Fishbones the other day and sauteed them in a little butter and wine, a little seafood seasoning. I didn't bread them. I didn't feel like really messing with that. Pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. So we always enjoy good eats. And, when you're cooking for one, you can cook whatever you want and enjoy yourself and have a good day. And I do want to try snakehead, though. But this fellow from Fredericksburg, Virginia, the article's not that exact. But there's some of the stories I read on this thing. And there's a picture online if you want to see it. Just Google, world record snakehead or something like that. This thing is immense, a 3-foot-long toothy predator. Virginia has come out and said they're not really sure that they're that much of a threat. I don't know about Maryland, what they say, but they definitely want you to kill them. And there was a fellow charged, I believe, in Montgomery County the other day with raising them. guy with a name I can't pronounce from some Southeast Asian country, raising snakeheads, and don't know if he was selling them or eating them or what he was doing, but you can't do that. Let's talk to Jeff in Baltimore. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Yourself?
I'm good. What's up? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, oh, thanks for remembering. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm still working late overnight here.
Yep.
And, for some reason I haven't been able to even listen, but I had recently got out the other day on a beautiful Wednesday or Tuesday it was, my goodness, for the first time I tried some, my friend took me down to Kent Narrows and poking around in the piers and the little areas where you can fish down on either side of the road down there, and found some nice, beautiful spots. I mean, just couldn't go wrong. It was a gorgeous day.
Good. And what'd you catch? That's the key.
Well, yeah, that's true. I caught a good time. I caught a lot of interesting people that I met along the way, and I did catch fish. They all tended to be about 3 or 4 inch long, either white perch or spot.
Mm-hmm.
I did see some folks that maybe came out earlier and caught some catfish and some bigger specimens. And like I said, I myself am used to fishing freshwater streams and ponds, and I don't get into a boat too much because I get seasick in a puddle.
Right.
My thought was, what a magnificent place just to go down, even stay in a little motel down there and do some more of that. And then I looked on the online and I saw this place called Matta Peak and Roman Coke. They have some piers that are a little
mm-hmm.
more
yes, they do.
Extensive. But I was wondering, I said it seemed like I used bloodworms for the first time in my life. And
did they bite you?
Interesting. Well, I got little bites. Like I said, little pieces and little fish and big rods, things that I'm not used to using. And I kind of got turned on to the whole thing in a way. But I was wondering, for people catching, maybe catching different bigger fish than that same 3-inch fish over and over again, doing that in those places, do those places tend to yield bigger fish, and maybe you got to come earlier? I mean, they got a lot to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to learn the structure around those piers, number one, and find out where the holes and the cuts are out in front of you, and figure out where to stand and where to throw. Because if you're just throwing, if you're throwing on a, 3-foot flat bottom, you're going to be stuck with those little fish. So what you got to try and learn, and I think there's a method online where you can go in and you can look at the entire structure of the bottom on the bay.
Mm.
And I can't tell you exactly where that is, and maybe I'll have to research that. But there are honey holes off of those piers. There's, where the tide moves, where the tide rips. Maybe there's a rock. Maybe there's a structure. Maybe there's a sandbar. Something there.
Yeah.
That would cause the fish to stack there. And
that's what I was thinking. It's kind of very similar to the stream fishing and lakes, the same concept anyway.
Exactly. Fish relate to structure.
Exactly. That's why I don't like fishing in the middle. I found it very odd to fish in the middle of a large body of water, because I figured, why would any fish want to get onto my little hook in this giant structure, giant ocean of water? Well, I like to usually fish to a bank or fish to a rock or fish to
sure.
a tree, but they're not out there.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, any fisherman for the most part knows that fish relate to something in the water, whether in big water, like you're talking about, like on the ocean, fish will relate to what they call a thermocline or a current, underwater current. There may be structure underwater that you don't see. But those fish relate to, they relate to a comfort zone. Where the feed is, that's where the fish are. But the feed or the bait fish or whatever it might be are going to relate to the oxygen levels, and that may be down 15 feet, it may be down 30 feet. The break, like on a deep water reservoir, you have what's called a thermocline, and that's where the water changes temperature and it's richer in oxygen, certain levels and that type of thing, or clarity or bait or feed for the bait, the little microscopic animals or anything like that. But on a tidal pier, the key is the tide, number one.
That's what I kept hearing from.
Yeah, the key is the tide, and it's usually an hour on either side of either tide. I like to fish an hour to 2 hours before and an hour to 2 hours after the high tide. That's when you're going to have the best luck. on that. So pay attention to your tide tables. Pay attention to any difference in the bottom, any structure. I mean, it could be an old tire out there somewhere, you know.
Right.
Or you know, a derelict boat or something like that, or a crab pot that went over that could be key in the fish activity there, because that's where they're finding food. So
yeah, well, I got turned on to it a bit. I would say, and that area was certainly just great for a starter for me. And,
sure.
You know, all the equipment, it's all there. A full day, it was just a beautiful outing. I got the Chesapeake Outdoor Environmental Center down there.
Oh, did you tour that?
I didn't get a chance to go in. I didn't even get a chance to use the restroom because it was after 4 o'clock when I discovered it and needed it.
The Chesapeake Environmental Center is an extremely interesting place. There's a lot of displays there. They do a lot of public stuff for kids, at least they used to. They used to have a wide display of birds and waterfowl there. Really nice facility. But,
yeah, and the pier that goes all the way out on that spit of land.
Yes.
I looked at it on the GPS, and, I mean, it goes out there. And I like to also, I heard you couldn't fish out there on the beaches, but I like to kind of find some places where you can kind of do some wade fishing and shore fishing, stuff like that. And I'm also hoping to, do you feel like the people use lures? I'm ultimately a lure man, but like in some of these piers, be them some plugs or spoons or spinners, the people.
It all depends. You know, you got that incoming tide. You know, there's nothing wrong with throwing a big popper out there for any stripers that are cruising. You know, that type of thing. You know, most of the folks that fish those piers are bottom fishermen. Use a top and bottom rig and drag the bottom. You're going to catch some cow-nose rays from time to time, which give you a big old tussle, or even some skate. I forget the name of the skate, but a skate and a cow-nose ray are totally different. But either way, it's a jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end, you know. But
oh well, gotcha.
but you know, it raises the excitement level a little bit. But you know, there's so much to tell you, and the different baits too. You might want to consider, you know, if you want to sacrifice a peeler crab or something like that, that might be a little better. Cut up a peeler crab in about 8 or 10 chunks, and just use little pieces of peeler crab. You can use the legs and everything else, and juice up that bait a little bit. So.
Yeah, and you could even crab while you're fishing, it appears. You could maybe do the two things at the same time.
You can crab and fish at the same time, absolutely.
It's a pretty industrious thing, but like I said, it was a great experience, and
yep.
I hope to continue it, and appreciate your information here this morning.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya. Right. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. It is time. It is underway. It's ongoing. The Maryland Fishing Challenge. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing, just like Jeff. Diamond Jim has a tagged rockfish. He's out there swimming in the Chesapeake Bay. He's worth $10,000 this month. Lots of imposters out there. I think they said they tagged 200 fish the other day. Well, each one of those, if you catch them, is worth $500 if it's not the actual Diamond Jim. Just catch one of those fish with a spaghetti green tag hanging out its belly. Don't pull the tag out, but do call that number on the tag, and somebody will check that fish for you, make sure that they record the number and everything is good. If you catch that rockfish with a bright green tag, call the number. You might just have captured a $10,000 prize. So, if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center. Prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? Hey, time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. I stopped by to see those guys the other day, and they were busy with handgun applications. There's a few more guns in the case than there were the other day, and they're starting to get some in, and things are starting to loosen up on the gun supply anyway, a little bit. So you can check that out if you're looking for a firearm for personal protection or to protect yourself at home. You can check them out at Clyde's. But I wanted to tell you, if you're into sporting clays or any of the shotgun sports, I'll be doing that later today, by the way. They have the Browning over and under, the Satori, the 725 Satori. Beautiful gun. Comes with five Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel to cut down on the recoil, the triple trigger system, the Vector Pro length enforcing cones. It's all ready to go if you're out there busting clay birds. And don't forget, they have all the firearms for hunting, too. They're full-line Browning dealer, so anything you're looking for along the Browning line, rifles or shotguns, they've got it. The phone number there, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. The fishing hotline is 410-247-FISH, 247-3474, 247-FISH, 247, what'd I just say? 247-3474, 247-FISH is the fishing hotline at Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget the website, ClydeSports.com. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bed Liner. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Broadcasting from the Eastern Shore on the next Tom Marr Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou.
All right, come on. Chris in Baltimore, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Al?
Good, man. What's up?
I was just wondering if you heard any reports of any hardhead coming over the rails over Choptank River birds yet.
You know, I haven't. I heard about some puppy drum that were caught down that way already, so that shouldn't be too long. And I have not heard anything about any hardhead yet. But
I'm just heading out today, going to give it a try somewhere. Just wondering if you heard anything, any good reports.
Yeah, no, but if you're headed down that way, I'd certainly try fishing for them, that's for sure. Make it part of the package, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm either going to hit there or go down Roaring Point down off the Natticoke and try down there maybe.
Roaring Point, that's very overlooked except by the locals a lot because it's so far out. What was that? So far out. You know, it's a very good place to fish, and we used to travel down that way a lot. Dave's Sports Shop used to be on the way out to that, and Dave's out of business for years now. But Roaring Point was always a good place to fish offshore like that. And you know, you're going to the Chop Tank Bill Burton Fishing Pier.
I'm either going to hit there or continue down to Roaring Point. I haven't made my mind up yet.
Yeah.
I'm on my way there now.
So. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, well, good luck to you, whatever you do. You know, there's also Hooper's Island, too, if you want to think about that.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but I've never been to Roaring Point, so I figured, you know, if I'm going to give anywhere a shot, I'll take the hull and go down there.
Why don't you be our reporter and let us know?
I'll give you a call next week and let you know how it goes down there.
Good. I appreciate that. Thanks, Chris.
All right, Alan.
Good luck
to
you. All right, buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye. We had a caller off the air that wondered why they don't give you a tide table book when you get your fishing license. Short answer, too expensive to print all those books. They didn't have a sponsor. They just printed them up and handed them out years ago. They used to do that. Of course, you know, a lot of the printing used to be done in our prison system here in Maryland. You know, they used to print a lot of that in-state stuff, but now your fishing rule book and your hunting rule book are all printed out of state by out of state vendors who solicit advertisers from all across the country and locally. And, it's a matter of budget. I actually asked the same question not that long ago, not that many weeks ago. And, you get pointed to the online tide chart. Which you can find on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. You can find it on Maryland Loves Crabs, or you can find it on the Department of Natural Resources Tide Finder webpage. So you just go to the DNR webpage and hit Tide Finder or Tides, and it'll take you right to the tide chart, and it'll ask you where you're fishing, how many days, you know, that type of thing. And it's pretty convenient for those of you who are familiar with being online. For those of you who are not, I have three letters for you, S-O-L. Let's talk to Charles in Baltimore. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Good morning. Your snakehead story reminded me of my interest in snakes. So
now, you have written on snakes, haven't you? You have written articles on snakes.
I wrote quite an article on cobras.
Yes, I remember.
I was in India, and I happened to go to the Pasteur Institute. In those days, a lot of people, particularly women, died from cobra bite.
Sure.
And the reason was they used to go down to the shoreline and wash their clothes. And in the shoreline, in the dirt, were holes that the cobras had made, and they used to love to attack these women.
Sure. Well, the cobras live in those overhung banks along the rivers and streams, right?
Correct.
I mean, that's where they dig their burrows, back in under those overhanging banks. Am I right?
You're right.
Okay.
And I went down there and went to the Pasteur Institute in order to do an expose on cobras, and I went down there when they had just finished milking the cobra, and they made all the anti-serums down there, and fortunately, there were about a dozen of them. They were all in this pit, and I went down into the pit. I wasn't afraid because I knew they had all been milked. And I went down there and played with the cobras. They were in striking a position, and it was quite a picture. And I took a number of pictures of me with all these snakes around me, all in a pose in order to strike. And I enjoyed this enormously, because I had always been fascinated by snakes.
Yes. And your studies were primarily about the skeletal structure, if I remember right.
Correct.
Yes. And you did that with a number of species, some of the primates and some of the smaller primates, if I remember right, some of the monkeys and some of the What am I trying to say?
I did a same type of thing to orangutans.
Lemurs.
Gorillas.
Right.
And I was quite versatile in this.
Yeah.
Today, I don't do anything.
Yeah.
I listen to you, and you remind me of my past.
Charles, you are the most interesting man in the world, the real one. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you sharing that story. And by the way, you will never catch me in a cobra pit, even if I'd travel to India. Sorry. But you're the man.
Yes, and that guy in Australia that got hit by that fish and died, it hit him in the chest.
Oh, you're talking about crocodile hunter, Steve.
Yes. I thought that was fascinating.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
been with a lot of those fish. And
yeah, stingray.
They usually don't touch you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he, who knows?
He stepped on one.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it turned around and with that stinger hit him right in the...
Right in the chest. That's not a good place to get struck, that's for sure. All right. Charles, thank you
so
very much.
For
all
your
right.
show.
All right.
You bring my whole life to the forefront when I listen to your stories.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye
bye. There he goes, Charles. How about that? Got an email from our buddy John up in Pennsylvania. He wants to know where the cicadas are. And, you know, we read it. We talked about that a while back when the articles came out. Brood 2, I think they're called, or whatever it is, that was supposed to have this massive outpouring this year. I understand they're seeing some in northern Virginia. They're seeing a few in southern Maryland. I have yet to see one. And I've been looking. I've been watching. I've been waiting. You know, I remember the invasion here a few years back. I think that was in 2006, when we had the last massive invasion. That's why I was wondering about this. You know, there's supposed to be 17 years. It hasn't been anywhere near that we've seen as many around here because it wasn't all that long ago. So, you know, it is what it is. And it seems like it might be a little bit of a flop. The predictions have been overrated. So we'll see. Maybe they'll come. Maybe they won't. But anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. More than glad to hear from you. You are driving the conversation today. We hope you've had a good time. We certainly have had to, we have tried to have a good time with you and gotten some information, and always appreciate the questions. We're going to talk about the new record turkey harvest for this season. The spring gobbler season was extremely successful for a lot of people, but right now it's time for a smart green and growing tip. As you begin planning for summer vacations, consider staying local to reduce fuel costs and gain a greater understanding of the natural resources Maryland has to offer. Even if you've never set up a tent, you can still enjoy the outdoors by staying in one of our state's many camper cabins. There you go. That's your smart green and growing tip from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources today. Don is calling us from Stony Beach. Good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just want to tell you how much I enjoy your program. I want to ask something about cats, these big catfish.
Yes, sir.
That came out last June and down here in Stony Beach.
Yeah.
In the northern tip of Anne Arundel County,
yeah.
We have a boardwalk and some fishing along the boardwalk. And one of my neighbors caught a big one the other night, and he had to pull him up to the end of the boardwalk so they can land him.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you tell me a little bit about these big catfish that come out?
Not knowing what type of catfish they are, we have a number of catfish in Maryland. We have the channel cat, which is, you know, North American native here to...
I think that's what they've been catching.
Channel catfish. Okay, well, that is a native fish. And they grow to some size. They grow to, you know, 20, 30 pounds, something like that is a pretty good size one. Then we have the invasive flathead catfish, And that primarily in the Susquehanna complex, which can get to 50, 60, 70 pounds. We haven't caught any that big. And then we have the white catfish, which is considerably smaller. They get as much as 5 pounds or so, 5, 6, 8, 10 pounds maybe. Then we have the blue catfish, and that's the one that's in the Potomac complex and is the one that's been spreading out across the state into some of the tidal rivers. And that is the one that can reach, I think the current record is 85 pounds now here in Maryland, which is a giant fish. And so I think what your friend has been catching are channel catfish. They like fresh fish for bait, and they're very tasty and delicious to eat them.
Great.
Yeah. So
hey, I wish you were on like another hour in the morning.
Well, I am on another hour. After the news, we'll be on for one more hour till 7 o'clock.
Love the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Don. Take care. I know what he meant. He wishes we were on later in the morning, but somebody else has that time slot, so we can't do that. All right, folks. Well, there's the music. That means the end of the hour. Went by rather quickly. We enjoy your phone calls. If you're getting up, join us the next hour with your calls. If you have to leave us, get out, stay out, stay safe.
Stimulating talk.